Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with today's Arrowhead Update. Let's take a look at the Chiefs' defensive line and how they've performed through the first five games of the season.
Locker to throw under pressure. He's hit right in the ribs. Kaepernick in the pocket. He will not get away from Allen Bailey. And ball gets lit up as soon as he gets the football. Chiefs pressuring. Kaepernick steps up. He gets obliterated.
Last year, the Chiefs' defensive line had 11 and a half sacks as a group. This year, that group is on pace for 18 sacks. That is led by third-year player and a Pro Bowler a year ago in Dontari Poe, one of the best young defensive linemen in the entire NFL, but also Allen Bailey, who has 2.5 sacks through the first five games this season. Now, when I spoke with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton at training camp, he told me a couple of different times not to be surprised when Allen Bailey breaks out this season and has a great year. We've seen that so far from Bailey as he made a concerted effort during the offseason to gain a little bit of weight, but he didn't lose any of that athleticism that we saw from him coming out of the University of Miami when the Chiefs took him in the draft just a few years ago. Now, there's been a nice rotation along the defensive line between five different players. That would obviously be Dontari Poe and Allen Bailey, but also Jay Howard, who's stepping in for the injured Mike DeVito, and then Vance Walker, the free agent who signed from the Oakland Raiders. But then also Kevin Vickerson, who the Chiefs signed just a couple of weeks ago as he was a free agent coming off a season last year with the Denver Broncos. One particular player who should be seeing some benefits from that rotation is Dontari Poe. We know that Dontari Poe is a freak of nature athletically. Last year played 94% of the defensive snaps at 340 pounds. He plays in the base defense as a zero technique nose tackle, but in the subgroups he can kick out, play in the three technique, and get after the passer. It's what has made him such a special player. But defensive coordinator Bob Sutton has said that he's trying to minimize those snaps to keep everybody fresh, not just within a particular game, but as we get further on into the season and the Chiefs make that playoff push, they want their defensive line to continue to create havoc for an opposing offense and get after the quarterback, get him off his spot, and let both Pro Bowlers and Tom Ali and Justin Houston clean up, get the quarterback on the ground, and make the defense make game-changing plays. That's what we've seen from the defensive line so far this season, and hopefully we continue to see that. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.